Well, we just made it through one election here in Sioux Falls, and of course, primary election now coming up fast, June primary in South Dakota. And we've given a little bit of conversation to the with some of the candidates for U.S. Senate. We haven't talked about the governor's race yet. There is a Republican that is challenging Governor Dennis Dugard in the Republican primary coming up. Laura Hubbell joins us this morning. Laura, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Greg.
Oh, very glad to do it. Tell us why you decided to run as a Republican and why you're challenging Governor Dugard.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, when I went to Pierre, I went on the wave of the Tea Party wave, and we were going to get rid of Obamacare, and I just thought everybody who promised that really meant it. So I drafted up the common nullification of Obamacare bill, and it was just instantly killed. And I would draw up different bills. Other legislators would draw up different anti-Obamacare bills also. And they just got killed in committee. And I was confused. I thought, well, gee, I better tell somebody what's really happening here so they can fulfill their campaign promises of not wanting Obamacare. But that's not the case. I found out that we have been, South Dakota has been preparing for Obamacare for a long time. Like, we want Obamacare in South Dakota, from the evidence I have found.
Now, specifically, what would some of that be? I mean, what leads you to say that?
Well, when they passed Senate Bill 38 is when I started really looking. Senate Bill 38 in 2011 just opened the door wide to Obamacare. In fact, in some of the, I sent you some information on email, and one of the that was pinned from our administration said that we are wanting more exchange grant money from the government, and look at us, we're so good because we have already instituted statutes and regulations, and they mentioned Senate Bill 38 as how good they are for laying the building blocks of the exchange. And that's what I said when I saw Senate Bill 38. This looks like Obamacare. And it was. They told us it wasn't, though.
So, obviously, that's feeling some disillusionment there. What are you feeling the governor was in some way responsible for that?
Well, that bill sent me searching. And I found out in 2007, Round Dugard team had an executive department bill for, they had a bill in the Senate and the bill in the House, one for the individual mandate and one for the state health insurance exchange. That was in 2007. And yeah, they had been putting in bills like this. Those failed. However, what did not fail that year, there was Holocaust actually, when those bills failed, was the Zania Task Force. And that actually laid the foundation for Obamacare in South Dakota, was that task force.
Understood. So you think this, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying all the groundwork of this was laid by the Rounds and Dugard administrations?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It is 12 minutes past 8, mostly cloudy in 24. Laura Hubbell is here. She's a Republican running for governor of South Dakota. What do you see then as some of the biggest issues that are facing the state, Laura?
Well, one of the reasons why I'm running is that if we continue what we're doing now, implementing Obamacare kind of piecemeal, we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. If we keep advocating Common Core, we're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. And if we keep the same games that are being played in that governor's Office of Economic Development, if those continue, we're going to be embarrassed nationally, because the way they're handling their economic development, I think, is an embarrassment.
What would you do? What would be a better way to handle economic development?
Well, you know, Greg, look at economic development. We believe that is in the hands of private industry. When has the government ever excelled in business? And they don't. But what has been happening, Greg, is that we have been forming public-private partnerships. Now, there is a place for those. Hoover Dam was built on a public-private partnership because of the huge, utility, and it benefited everybody. But we're having public-private partnerships for food giveaways. You know, that should just be reserved for the big projects. And what they're doing now is that they're joining with business, and when they do it, they're picking favorites which businesses should fail, which businesses should succeed. And that's not the Republican way.
I know this past legislative session, there was a lot of talk among legislators about workforce development as well, about getting new people into the state to be able to fulfill some of these jobs in order also to help drive to get additional industry in. What sorts of things would you do there?
Well, why is that government's job? Government doesn't do that well. We have those same things that are being done in the private industry who know what they're doing. Look at what the government has done. You know, South Dakota has their fair share of Solyndras. We have Northern Beef. That's not the only one. We have, in Howard, there's Knight and Carver. That one failed miserably. There have been dairies that have been directed by the government that have failed miserably also. Government doesn't belong in business.
Let's talk about Common Core, because there was a lot of conversation. You mentioned it earlier, and there was a lot of conversation about it this last legislative session. What would you do in regard to Common Core?
Well, you have to look at our laws. Our state laws say that our standards are supposed to be developed by our own South Dakotans. We're not just supposed to adopt them. I think Common Core is actually is in conflict with our statutes and with our South Dakota Constitution.
Well, what did you think then during the legislative session when obviously this got a lot of conversation during the legislative session? There were attempts to try to override Common Core, and it clearly a majority of lawmakers feel differently than you do about it.
Well, I think that's probably true, but I think a lot of the people think a lot like I do. We do not want the school district asking if, you know, people in our household smoke, if they have guns, if they do that. We don't like the database on Common Core. We don't like the teachers being told what to teach and only having 15% of their lesson plans that they can, you know, enact on their own. We don't like being told what to do by these directions from these standards that have come. They were funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. And I think the big overview of Common Core is that these big companies that are writing these standards and these tests, they don't want competition. That's what it looks like to me. They don't want people to have the smarts or the opportunity to direct their own path like they did. It's almost like they're holding everybody down with these standards.
16 minutes past 8, Laura Hubbell is here. She's a Republican candidate for governor in South Dakota. Let's talk about EB-5. And there's been, some more revelations in regard to EB-5 that have come out here within the past week. Not a very aggressive investigation. What mistakes do you think were made in handling the EB-5 program?
Well, there again, it is government getting involved where they should not be. The EB-5, there are a lot of states that say that this program where they buy their visas, foreign nationals buy their visas, and then they invest that money into South Dakota properties and businesses. And then after they do so and they're successful after 2 years, then they get their visas for themselves and their families. But things have to be in place first. People have to have jobs. That did not happen with, I think, like, with 70 Chinese nationals and Korean nationals in South Dakota, who gave South Dakota each $500,000 plus fees, plus yearly retention fees. Where did that money go? And are they upset? I would be. We had a 2-year lawsuit against South Dakota these Chinese and Korean nationals were represented by, I think, Hennel Law. And all of a sudden, that 2-year lawsuit was dropped, and I don't know why or what they're doing, but I noticed right afterwards we sold John Morrell to the Chinese. I don't know if that's, you know, has anything one to do with the other, but it just seems that South Dakota is just bent on dealing with the Chinese, the communist Chinese here in South Dakota. And I think that EB-5 program is a big contributor to that.
Yeah, there was a report in the Journal last week, as you mentioned, those who gave money and then never received the visas. Yep. There's a good number of them that never received the visas, aren't likely to get a refund, and nobody knows where the money went.
Yeah, and how would you feel if you lost $500,000 or more?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we'd be understandably sore and angry. Obviously, there were big problems with that program. So overall, just to kind of talk maybe a little bit more broadly then, what would your top three priorities be as governor of South Dakota?
I would stall or stop or defund or repeal Obamacare. I know what the laws are in South Dakota. I know which ones are, which I feel are unconstitutional. I can get those out. So Obamacare would go way back. My plan is to have insurance like you used to. See, we don't have, you probably haven't had health insurance for years. You probably have managed care. Managed care is a vertical monopoly, and it is actually not consistent with our South Dakota Constitution either. We're not supposed to have monopolies according to our Constitution. Had I been governor in 2011, Obamacare would have stopped at the door because I would have proved to them they cannot come into South Dakota. The same way with Common Core. Had I been governor, Common Core would never have been established. And had it been, because sometimes Common Core was established kind of before it was even defined. A lot of states drew it in. But once I found out what Common Core was, it would have been gone. I take a lot of pride in our South Dakota ingenuity, and those are the standards I would want to see in South Dakota, not some standards written by who knows who in the federal government and then copyrighted so you can't do anything to change them. So health care, Common Core would have been treated totally different, 180 degrees different than what the governor does now. And then it would be the EB-5. Instead of investing in businesses and public-private partnerships, I think I would direct my energies to resource potential, oil, natural gas, how we can, you know, be a productive state instead of a state always taking federal money. In fact, you know what they call federal money in Pierre? They call it free money. And they look at you like you're crazy if you don't take this free money. And Greg, you and I know, it's not free money, and I would treat that, any kind of federal money, as precious and something not to take, because every time you do, there are strings attached to it.
Oh, absolutely. You took that's exactly what I was thinking as you were saying that. There are always strings attached to federal dollars. No question about it. Laura Hubble is a Republican candidate for South Dakota governor. Laura, for people who want to find out more about you and your campaign, what can they do?
Well, my website just went up last night. It's not 100% complete, but it's laurahubble.com. Now, I spell my name, both names, wrong. It's L-O-R-A. But I married a wonderful man who spelled his last name wrong also. That's H-U-B-B-E-L.
Well, Laura, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks
and
for having me.
You, man, we'll visit with you before the primaries.
Great. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. That's Laura Hubble again. She's a Republican running for governor in South Dakota.